school actually could be out sooner for some high school students in some states than we're used to. Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Kentucky. All of those states are planning to introduce a new program that will allow 10th graders to graduate early and go on to community college. And in Utah, they're considering a proposal right now that would eliminate the senior year altogether. What's going on in our school systems? We're going to ask our next guest that. He's Terry Holliday. He's the Kentucky's Education Commissioner, and he's currently trying to recruit 10 to 20 high schools in his state to start this program of allowing 10th graders to graduate early and go to college. Terry, are you having trouble recruiting students?
Oh, well, we're just beginning. We'll have a meeting in April to begin recruiting the districts, but we have a lot of districts that have expressed interest so far. I don't think we'll have a problem getting 10 to 20 high schools to implement this type of program.
I see that you've called this program the Move On When Ready program, and I have to be a little bit skeptical about that. Are 15-year-olds ready to move on to college?
Well, I've had an experience came from North Carolina, where we had in place programs called Early College and Middle College, and certainly these students have been able to move on and gather college credits. But I think the key thing is making sure that all of our students are college ready. I think that's what this program focuses on first, making sure we put the standards out there and show the students how they should prepare to be college ready, because right now half the students in the nation that go on to college have to take remediation courses.
Well, is this about budget cuts? Are you trying to save money by sending kids out of school early?
No, in actuality, the long run, it may have some cost savings, but on the front end, it may have a little bit more cost. We're not trying to push kids out. We're trying to allow them early graduation types of options. We've had students that have had interests like this for years, but this would enable gifted students who are ready to move on to do so, and also enable students who oftentimes drop out because they're just bored with high school some choices. I think this is more about choice for parents and students than trying to push students somewhere they don't want to go.
Well, let's go to talk to a teacher now. Lauren Carbonell is a high school teacher at Quinebaug Valley Middle College High School in Danielson, Connecticut. Connecticut is one of the states that's also ready to implement this change in their high school system. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
You actually work in a school that's been allowing students to take community college courses for the past 2 years. But, you know, taking courses at a community college, which I did when I was in high school, is vastly different than going to college as a 15-year-old.
It is. I would say I think that there's a little bit more support as far as from parents, and our high school itself actually provides support for a lot of the students that do take community college classes.
So they're still in high school and taking community college courses. You heard us talking just a moment about people who are choosing students who are college ready, but the school examines whether they're intellectually or academically ready for college. And really, I would imagine the biggest problem is maturity level. You get to college and you're dealing with issues involved in sex. You're dealing with drinking issues. Often there's drug issues on a college campus. I can't imagine a 15 or 16-year-old is ready for that.
Well, I would say that in a community college versus like a boarding school, I would say that it's more likely for a student to get in trouble as far as like drinking and sex in a boarding school. I know that when I started college at age 17, I probably spent the first year partying too much. But I think that in a community college, when you are commuting, there's less of that partying going on. And I think it enables kids to become more mature. So I would actually advocate that students who are going to community colleges at an early age are actually going to be positively influenced by some of the older students. As far as my classes that I teach, I actually teach after school at the community college as well. And I have students who are up to age 50, 55 or so. I think that actually they have a positive influence on some of my high school students that are taking the college class.
Terry Holliday, Kentucky's Education Commissioner, what is your response to that? Are students already having to deal with these issues of sex and drinking and possibly drugs in high school, so the maturity level is not as huge of an issue when they go to community college?
Absolutely, and I think what Lauren's talking about is what we'll be working through the issues in this program is the wraparound services students need so the transition is smooth and they have the support that they need. We're not talking about just throwing them on a boarding school campus. We're talking about open enrollment, community colleges, and creating conditions for their success through a partnership with the community colleges. This is happening all over the nation, and this program just allows us to make sure that we're getting the kids ready academically and to some degree emotionally for the challenges. But it'll be a choice program. No one would be forced into it.
You know, Terry, I can't help but have doubts when we see these issues with college students in their first 2 years getting an enormous numbers of credit card debt. That's not saying that a 15-year-old can get a credit card, but I'm just talking about levels of maturity and the trouble a kid can get into college when they start stepping out on their own. In Texas, they're looking at extending the school year because they feel that students aren't getting as much class time as they need to. I know that you say this is about choice and allowing people to go to college, but shouldn't we be taking a look at whether or not if kids are getting to college and still needing remedial classes, shouldn't they need more class time?
Well, we think that what this program will do will help the children be better prepared for college. And again, we have many examples of this type of program already all over the nation. Students end up with as many as 60 to 80 credit hours for college and save parents a lot of money and colleges a lot of money.
Okay, Terry Holliday is the Education Commissioner in Kentucky. We also talked to Lauren Carbonell, a high school teacher at Quinebaug Valley Middle College High School in Danielson, Connecticut.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.